This is KCUR 89.3. Last hour, we brought you the story of Juliet, a Kansas City woman who was raped and nearly killed in her home in 1999. The case has finally been solved, but a KCUR investigation found that it could have been solved much sooner. KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports that Juliet's case shines a light on a major flaw in the country's DNA database system, one that often allows criminals to roam free, commit more crimes, and prolong the suffering of the victims.
The Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office is on the first floor of the courthouse in Kansas City, Kansas.
So you're the victim? Okay, on what kind of case? Or do you have a case number?
A busy clerk answers the phone in a typical beige office setting, the definition of nondescript. But what comes in here every day is the dramatic fallout of crime. And it's where young prosecutors finally solved Juliet's case.
My name is Christy Ann Bryant, and I'm a senior assistant district attorney with the Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office.
Bryant and another prosecutor named Jennifer Tatum wanted to solve cold cases, and Juliet's was on the radar. Juliet was raped and stabbed multiple times in her home by a stranger, barely surviving to raise her then 4-year-old daughter. There were no suspects for 16 years, but right when Bryant and Tatum took up Juliet's case last year, they caught a big break when they called the crime lab to check on the DNA from the rape kit.
And when I called them, they're like, well, we have it. And I just couldn't believe it. He gave me the name of the person. I was like, when did you get this? And it was in 2010.
That's when the DNA taken from Juliet's case matched up to a name in the FBI's Combined DNA Index System, or CODIS. The DNA was entered into CODIS because Juliet's attacker was convicted of a crime against a different woman, a domestic violence felony in 2008. That was 9 years after he raped and nearly killed Juliet. And here's where the CODIS system sprung a leak. A KCUR investigation found that the Kansas City, Kansas police were notified of that cold hit back in February of 2010 and failed to do anything. They had a match. They had a name.
Yeah, his name is Jabre Lou Kente Burnett.
Louise MacArthur is a police sergeant in Oxnard, California. Although Jabre Burnett's DNA had been matched with Juliet's case in 2010, Burnett remained free because the KCK police didn't take any action. By 2012, Burnett was out in California, where he got arrested at least twice. I Skyped MacArthur to see if he remembered Burnett.
Sure, I do remember him well, Peggy, simply because of the silliness of his actions, or at least that's what it seemed to me at the time.
MacArthur says Burnett pleaded guilty to several counts of what he called upskirting, trying to videotape up a woman's skirt with a cell phone camera on his shoe.
Thank you for calling the Kansas City, Kansas Police Headquarters.
So Burnett was finally arrested in 2015 thanks to the prosecutors resurrecting Juliet's case and finding that DNA match. KCK police wouldn't be interviewed on tape for this story, but Major Curtis Nicholson told me that because the detectives in this old case are long gone, the match was probably just lost.
It's rare that they get publicized, these failures. Who's going to hold the press conference saying we failed, especially if nobody knows it?
That's Rock Harmon, a former prosecutor in Oakland, California, and a forensic expert who is critical of CODIS's flaws. He says Juliet's case is just one out of thousands, and this is a national problem. DNA matches get lost by police ineptitude, or by getting caught in the bureaucracy, or being missed by overworked investigators. Harmon and others say there needs to be tracking systems put in place so these matches don't get missed. He's created his own system and is now advocating for a statewide process in California.
Well, it's changed my entire worldview.
During those 5 years when the case could have been solved, Juliet was dealing with the chronic pain left by her injuries. Her left shoulder and arm are nearly immobile. She's been hospitalized dozens of times and had many surgeries on her neck and stomach.
It's hard to remember how I was before. But I think I was a pretty trusting person. I think I usually assumed the best of people. You know, and now I don't. I don't trust people.
Juliet says she's feeling a little relief now that Burnett is behind bars, and he's going to be there for a while. In a deal he made with prosecutors, he pleaded guilty to rape and attempted murder. Facing a maximum of 36 years, Burnett will serve 17. He will be formally sentenced tomorrow. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.